changing the way you listen to the radio. Duo.com. Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Life with your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbott. And Chris Harlan.
Hello!
What up, what up, what up?
And hello. Welcome to Life. Happy to have you with us here on this August 27th, 2013. Katrina is having some problems or something.
No, I was surprised they had like two cups.
Well, it was probably leaking or something. Or
obviously it was. I'm realizing that now.
Sorry, we started a little bit late. It's because we had to have ice cream before doing this show.
Oh, you know, it's
we
important.
Have to have something happy in our life.
Yeah,
so we can put up
nothing
with this.
Else is.
Yes, exactly. So welcome to Life, episode number 54, brand new for August 27th, 2013. Only 46 episodes until Katrina leaves the show.
Woo woo.
Yep. If you're watching us live, thank you. Hello, lovely people. We're glad to have you with us. If you're not watching us, how dare you?
And you're missing Katrina. Make a mess of
as
her
always.
Food. Like,
I mean, I'm always...
You miss that every week you don't watch
I'm
the video.
I'm always eating, so nothing's new.
Yeah. If you want to watch us live, we do it Sunday nights, 6 p.m. Central Time at duo.com/live, D-E-W-O-H. .com duo like and the dew on a leaf and oh like when Katrina discovered she had two
oh,
cups
oh I have two cups
yes.
oh wait never mind one girl two cups thank you.
I was about to make a comment about Mark but I didn't.
Good thing.
No, it's a sad thing. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know either.
If you are watching us live and you feel like participating in the show, which none of you do because none of you do this, you can text the show 505-750-0304. And we shall read your text message on the air, so feel free to send them my way.
And when are we doing letters?
We do letters on the first show of every month, which will be the next show we do. So if you want to get involved in that, the email address is life@duo.com, L-I-F-E, shift 2, D-E-W-O-H, period, C-O-M. So send those our way. And look at all this prep I've got today.
Yeah, I know.
This is an amazing
terrifying.
Amount of prep.
It's crazy.
Too much prep.
It's probably... fourth of an inch thick, I would say. There's at least 50
pages here. And we're only going to cover one of the topics.
We may get to the second page by the end of the show. It's highly unlikely, but we may.
You never know.
You never know. But I do know for sure that today on the show, we're going to talk about what I believe to be the best Detroit story I've ever
found. I finally told Mark that we'd do that, and he was just like, ugh.
I should be sending them home with you every day.
You should.
Or every week.
Maybe he should just
and then
listen
his friend,
to the
his
show.
Friend was like, his friend started laughing because he thought it was funny. And I was like, thank
That's because everyone hates Detroit but him.
Exactly.
Everyone understands how hilarious Detroit is.
I did
even
agree that we don't have to live in Detroit. He said, fine, we'll live. He mentioned another town.
Yeah, you'll live in the town where they drop the homeless people off and make them walk back. That's where you're going to live.
No, and then that will be my job, taking care of those homeless people.
Yeah, driving them back into Detroit. But we've got a lot to get to today, so before we get to that...
Let's get to it.
Let's get everything else out of the way, meaning that's mainly...
Our sponsor.
Katrina. Let's talk about you.
How am I in your way?
because I have actual prep, and like it's like stuff that we do when you're done talking, and
no,
you know...
just talk. I don't have anything to talk about.
No, you do. You always have something to talk about. Come on.
How's the Mark
Come on, what's
living
happening?
With you situation?
What's happening in your life? What's happening in your life?
Well,
besides that really slurpy ice cream.
I know, it's all melted, so I'm just like, why don't I be obnoxious as always? So, let's see, I don't really know. I was going to rant about Mark, but at the same time, I can't rant, because I had a really, really bad week, and he was, like, pretty much there for me, because he took Lucy out, he went and took the trash out, and he let me watch Tyler Perry's Temptation from Redbox, because he knew I had a really bad day and bad week, but, I don't know. All he does is play video games and go out to eat with his friend Tran. Like, it's always just... And they're just always there. I thought I had more of a rant with that, and I told you I was going to save it for the show, and now that we're here, I'm just like, what was I going to say?
Well, we talked last week at the very end of the show about how Mark is living with you full-time, and it's the first time you've ever lived with a man you are dating full-time.
I'm really surprised we haven't had any issues other than just little tidbits that are annoying. It's the fact that, like... He's just always there, which is, I mean, kind of the whole point of a relationship.
Yeah. Well,
But I mean, I'm just like, with my job and everything, I'm just so super stressed that sometimes I'm just like, I just want to be alone for a second.
Well, go in the bathroom. That's what Chris does. She'll spend hours in there.
I think she's
probably
confused between the two of us. I do like. Okay, I do spend lots of time in that shower.
That's what I was gonna say. I mean, if he
bought the shower head though, so he should.
I should have got one like that because I would too.
Yeah,
Mark should get you one.
I need to take more baths because they're relaxing. I think my biggest issue right now, not to be all Debbie Downer, is just I'm working too much and it's just really messing with my personality. Like I'm just like.
You should work less.
I know. That's the
Napoleon
thing. That's what I'm learning to do. But this next week is going to be my issue. And then after I get next week, if I survive next week, then we'll be solid. And Mark's parents are coming into town next week.
Why?
To meet my parents and me.
That's serious, isn't it?
Yeah. It's very serious.
So, you're living together. Your parents have met.
Well, they're going to meet.
His parents don't approve that we're living together right now, and he'll go back to base once he's healed. Well, it's not that. It's just...
Welcome to my life.
Living in sin, Katrina.
Basically.
That's what you're doing.
My parents are just kind of like, oh, whatever. And his parents are just kind of like, now. And now if, like, hypothetically speaking, we got married, none of his family would give us anything for a wedding gift because the idea is if you're living together, then you don't need anything for your house because you already have it because you're living together.
So no one would give you a wedding present?
That is so counterintuitive. I can't even begin
to explain
that. My sister
and Jake need so much stuff for their apartment.
When you live separately, exactly. You have twice as much stuff.
I know.
Because
it's just...
you have this kitchen appliance... He has this kitchen appliance. You live together, you have one. How are you going to get three if you don't get wedding gifts and live separately?
Exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, and it's just they just personally don't care for it. Like, they know that he's living there now, and they're just like, okay, but they personally wouldn't really, you know, don't care for it.
But they're going to punish you, though, for...
I don't know. We'll see when they meet me.
You'll see when you get married?
We'll see if we get married. We'll see when they meet me, what it's like.
When
so that's the update after Labor Day.
Did you get married? That's the update.
So no, the sure. update is how I survived.
I'm sure they're going to love you, Katrina.
I mean, it's not only me. It's then they have to meet my parents. And then that's like, oh.
Yeah, and that's something you can't control. Like,
and
you
that's
can control
like,
your false impression
I know
right.
gonna
who
like,
you really are.
I know they're going to like my dad.
You know that? What if your dad trolls you as a joke? He just comes out and he like all he does is say the F word and
that'd be pretty funny.
Talking about Satan.
No, but I can see my mom going, "Oh, you two living together, la 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 la. Are you guys having sex, la 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 la?" And I'm just like,
"So how much sex are you guys having daily? Because if I lived with my boyfriend in sin, I would be having sex every hour."
And so just her slipping, like having a slip of the tongue.
Remember that time I found a condom in your trash can, Katrina, when you were living at home?
Yeah, she would do something like that. That's what scares me.
I'm glad my parents are not embarrassing when I... Although my parents did ask me last time we went out with...
He didn't do anything.
With Seth's parents. They go, "Do you think they'll think we're alcoholics if we buy a whole bottle of wine at dinner?"
That's only embarrassing because they don't know that I drink a whole bottle of wine because it's Friday.
Yeah, but your family doesn't.
No, but that's because they're stupid, not because they're judgmental. They don't understand the deliciousness of
liquor. I don't know. We'll see. And, like, it's just with that at the end of the week, plus with the way my work scheduled, like, I already know, like, the hours I'm going to be working this week, and it's just terrifying.
Yeah, and plus you'll have all that overtime that comes unexpectedly when you decide you don't like his parents.
Yeah, all the overtime when I'm salary.
She didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
Like, you meet his parents, and then they're like...
They don't like you, so you're like, "Oh, I gotta work."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I am on call this week.
Yeah,
so.
See, she's laying the foundation.
So okay. Something's gonna happen. But I plan on taking
blink twice
Friday
if
off.
You're not on call and you're just saying you are. She blinked twice.
No, I didn't. I'm really on call.
No,
and
blinked.
It's terrifying.
Mark,
me.
She's lying to you. She's not lying to me because she loves me more.
Templeton.
Yes, exactly.
I hope you bring up Templeton while his parents are there. So I know this man, Seth, and we're going to have an illegitimate love child named Templeton.
Oh, it's not a love child. It's just a regular child.
But it's illegitimate.
It's actually more of a hate child.
I hate you, Seth. Let's have a child.
It's rage. It's rage love.
Rage.
Well, I mean, Joe was going to say you do rage, so...
That's right. Sometimes I can impregnate women just with my rage.
That's impressive.
I know.
It's creepy.
It's happened four or five times.
Four or five?
Yeah.
And what are their names?
Oh, I can get rid of the babies just as fast with my rage as well. See?
This brings a whole new concept to, I brought you into the world, I can take you out of it.
That's right. If I stare at Aaron too hard, poof. Just gone. It's out of here.
Anyway, yeah. I mean, back to me.
Yes, let's talk more about you. Sorry.
Other than the fact that, like, I really, really don't start. I really want to go shopping, and I have money to go shopping, and I need to go shopping. But then when the weekend comes, I'm just too tired. I'm just like, I don't want to go. It takes too much time.
Go. Like, leave work early one day. Like, well, at, like, five.
I'm going to say I'm taking Friday off. I'm going to start doing that from now. Like, actually just, like, F it. It's Friday. I'm done.
Friday, gonna skip work on Friday.
And that's one thing that I do. Like, I am able to make my own schedule to an extent. And so, like, I don't schedule anything on Fridays.
That's nice.
Or if I do, it's usually, like, early. So
if you go after 5 on Friday, I'll go with you.
Okay, well, I'm more likely taking all of Friday off, but I still have this stupid phone that I'm going to have on me at all times. But.
Is that your phone symbol?
It's my angry phone symbol.
Do you have a separate work phone?
Yes, I have a separate work phone, and then when I'm on call, there's a specific on-call phone that you pass around the office every week.
Oh, wow. So they don't just call your cell phone?
I mean, my cell phone's still going to ring because it's my job, but I'm just not going to answer it because it's Friday, and I'm taking it off.
But your on-call phone is a separate phone.
The on-call phone, I have to answer.
What
period.
Is it? What kind of phone is it?
The same. It's the exact same as my work phone. It's just an old, like, heavy-duty, old-fashioned flip phone. It's like the standard phone that everyone in my agency and all of the other agencies that I work with have the same phone.
I was hoping it was going to be like some spy phone.
You know, that'd
like,
be pretty cool.
No, the supervisors have like sweet iPhones, but no.
Ooh, you supervisors, we get to lord our money over you. Those jerks.
That's what you do at work.
Oh, yeah, I'm a supervisor. That's how it goes.
Anyway, but... So it's just me kind of managing my time, and by managing it, it means, like, working less. But otherwise, I mean, my life's still pretty good.
That's good.
Okay. What else? Is that it? You done?
I mean, I guess.
That's all we're going to talk about you the entire show. You sure?
No.
Oh, no. She'll interject many times.
I mean, you know I'm going to interject. I'm surprised you're actually letting me talk, because you're just like, ah.
Well, no. I don't want to be interrupted by some random story about Mark later on. We're talking about something completely unrelated to Mark.
Well, I can't guarantee that's going to happen. With the way my brain works, sometimes lessens, it's like, oh no, hey look, here's an idea.
This lessens the chance of that happening.
Doubtful.
It is very doubtful.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris?
Today I went to the movies, actually got out of the house. I was so proud.
Okay.
And how was the movie?
I got a tattoo of a cross on my shoulder.
The movie was, like, not very good. Well, I haven't read the book
I love how it went from good to not very good. When we asked earlier, it was good.
I mean, okay. Well, I went to see The Mortal Instruments, and, like, the movie itself wasn't bad. It was fairly good. But I couldn't decide if it was, close to the book, because I haven't read the book in forever. And I think it would have been confusing for people who hadn't read the book, because they didn't explain, like, this girl is what's called a shadow hunter, but they never explained what that was.
Man, that must be a tough job. I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah. So.
Shadows are everywhere.
You wouldn't know what it is. If you just watch the movie, like
everywhere you went, you would
attack. It'd be very confusing.
And how could you attack your own shadow? Because your shadow would attack at the same time you're attacking, because it is a shadow of you attacking it.
I don't know what's happening.
He's trying.
But
it was.
There were lots of shirtless men for the teenage girls.
Was this book written by a giant fat lady?
Yes.
Okay. All of them are. So I just wanted to see if this.
No, not that Maze Runner one is written by a man.
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah, and so was that one that was written by J.K. Rowling.
And then what happened?
And then what do you mean what happened? I went
like,
to the
what
movie.
Else were you in? I was just what else? Yeah, but like what else did you do?
I went to lunch with Sydney, which was kind of weird.
And how was that?
Weird, she said.
It wasn't bad. Like she just did
all of her things contradict herself. I went and saw a movie. It was pretty good. The movie wasn't great though. It's like, I went to lunch. It was weird. How was it? It was actually pretty fun. Okay.
But it could still be weird.
I mean, it's still weird because you haven't talked to her in like a year.
And she, like, 2 years? 2 years? She said it was, like, random, but I don't know why she would just randomly contact
me. She had no one else to go with?
I guess.
My thought.
But same reason Katrina comes over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for 2 years, she, like, avoided me. So now, I don't know.
Well, the first year, for sure, she avoided you.
Yeah.
And then the second year, you guys were just not in the same area.
I saw her, like, last semester on campus, and it was really awkward.
Was that when she was in her bathrobe?
No.
Pretty sure she was in her bathroom.
Okay, Seth always thinks she's in her bathroom.
I know, because the one time.
That's the only time I remember, though, so bathrobe.
Well, she may come over sometime, and then...
I'll have to ask her if she's going to wear a bathrobe when she comes
probably
over.
Probably won't be in her bathrobe.
I will be.
That's going to be awkward.
I'll be in an unclosed bathrobe.
Let's... Can I be there when that happens?
Yes. Sure. Yes, you get. In fact, Katrina, during
the break... Just so I can help buffer him and you two can hang out.
Yeah, come buffer me when I'm in my untied bathrobe.
No.
You made this worse.
I did. I did not intend to. God, that's gross.
It started off with you somewhere else, and then you were here, and now you're buffing me.
I don't think I can eat any more of this.
No, that's because you ate it all.
I did not.
How much is left?
A third.
Yeah. A generous third. Okay.
It's melted anyway.
Well, is that it?
Yes.
You guys got it all in your systems?
No.
Here's what we can talk about today.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go through this prep.
Okay. We're ready.
Because I find these to be interesting, and we don't have to do them. I want to do them. We can do other things.
I don't want to do other things. Just read them.
First, let's get rid of the actual prep of the show. This is the things I need to read, so I need to keep that. I have the highest paid television actors.
Yes.
Currently.
That sounds pretty interesting.
Okay, and that for drama.
Wait, am I going to know these actors?
Yes, you should, because they get paid a ton. That's the whole idea.
That's true, but I mean, I'm also thinking, you know, with what TV shows I watch. And what TV shows you guys watch. Like, I mean, I just don't know over the same circles.
Well,
and with my knowledge, you know, it's not there.
So probably, we'll have to explain who have
these
people.
Yeah, like, who's that guy playing? What's his character?
For the most...
That guy playing.
For the most part...
Exactly.
I know... I have the top five paid people for drama, comedy, reality, late night news, and daytime. Okay? And I know all of the first four. Once it hits the fourth,
then I say that we just do the top five of each section.
I don't know who they are. Well, that's what we're doing.
That's what
we're doing.
I said
the top five.
Just do it.
Drama,
just do it.
We're not doing them now.
Read the other
topics.
Read the topics now.
Then I have the Detroit story. There's no choice. We've got to do the Detroit story because...
I know.
This
just
is one of the best.
Move on. What's the other topic?
This one may be one we don't do today.
Oh, my God. What is it?
It is the correct way to pronounce hard-to-pronounce food.
Okay. I like that. That's fun.
But,
I like a challenge.
Well, the problem is that...
we have to look at it and then each say
I don't know what
say.
All these foods are. So...
Like artichoke?
Like, for example, there's a photo here, okay, of what looks like a plant, and it's...
Can you just show me? Can we just do one for...
And it's anise. A-N-N-I-S-S. Spelled A-N-I-S-E. So it looks like anise, but it's pronounced anise.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that food is.
Okay.
So, like, it doesn't matter. Like, there's some on here, like...
Okay, then let's not do that, because
well,
if we don't
I'm
know
saying.
What the food is, then
okay.
just get rid of it now.
Move but some, on. Okay, like, here's one, like, cognac. Everyone knows cognac's pronounced cognac, you know, C-O-G.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know what it looks like.
N-A-C. So cognac would work, because some people may pronounce it cognac or something.
Yeah.
But, charcuterie, no idea what that is.
Why
so this list
then?
Only
okay.
works
skip
in
it.
Theory.
Let's skip it.
Skip.
So we'll save it for the last one. Foie gras.
Put that on the floor.
Skip.
Put that on the floor. I took it and threw it on the ground. But there's cool pictures of all these.
Okay, well, we can't see the pictures, so hurry it up.
I know, but I can see them. Worcestershire.
He's got to get through
Did
it
you
all.
Know that it's Worcestershire? And not
Worcestershire.
No, Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
You're not doing it.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
It's on the ground. And then
thank
the
you,
last
thank you.
List we have to talk about today is what states think about other states. So, for example, which state has the weirdest accent as chosen by other states? So, like, other
yeah,
states
no.
meaning everyone in America.
Right. We got
and
that.
There's, like, 30 of these.
Oh, my
God. And I figured it'd be fun to go around the table and be like, well, which state do you think has the worst sports fans? And then see if you align
Missouri.
With the rest of America.
So, okay.
That's what we have to do today.
Okay, I say we do that one
yeah,
first.
I say start with
then
the...
Then we do Detroit, and
do
then we
the,
see how many
do
the we
TV
get
people?
The states.
Yeah. Mm. I agree with Katrina.
Hey, she agrees. Oh, my God.
I know.
Our pick's flying right now.
We have to go off the air because the world's ending. This is, I don't know what's going on here. Okay, well...
Should we go through one, or do you want to take a break?
Well, no, we should take a break first. Yes. Oh, and then I also want to talk about...
Oh, okay.
I also want to talk about real life Iron Man at some point also.
What is that?
Because I think that's...
You got to say the rev for the end, okay?
I think that's a real life Iron Man, Katrina.
It's actually more complicated than that.
So. I couldn't... I had to do something after I agreed with
I know.
You.
Okay. Seriously?
We will be...
Right back.
After
these messages.
Oh, nope. Hold on.
Don't hit the wrong button.
There are no messages.
I hit the right button. It was just quiet. Oh, now you'll hear it, though. We'll be right back.
This is life.
Everybody get up.
Welcome back to life. Segment number two.
I love this song. It's my favorite.
It's your favorite song, huh?
It is.
Oh. Well, that's going away.
Because they play it all the time, and I'm still not sick of it. Baby, you want it.
That's not.
Baby. Out of my mind. Try to domesticate you, but you're an animal. Be in your
arm.
Nature.
It shouldn't have hurt as bad as it did.
No.
Okay. Anyway, welcome back to segment two. So what are we going to do
the
in
actors.
This one?
Actors.
Actors is the one we're going to do in this one. Okay. Well. Okay, I've obviously actually got to turn this off because it's actually
Yeah, now you have to. Okay.
Yeah. So what happens when you play good music like Bob Dylan in the middle of the show? People just can't pay attention. Eh?
Yeah, Bob Dylan.
Yep. Okay. Do we want to do drama?
Nope.
Comedy?
Just
yes.
Start
reality?
From the top.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Late night?
Yeah, start from
news,
the top.
News?
Hey!
Or daytime?
Start from the top.
There is no top.
The top of the paper.
What's the first category?
Now it's in half.
Start with drama.
You guys are no fun.
You're no fun.
You can't start with drama. Pick one.
Comedy.
Can't start with that one either.
Daytime.
That's the worst.
Nighttime.
Well, nighttime wasn't an option.
Get the worst out of the way.
Okay.
Just do whatever you want.
Daytime / syndication is the one that Chris picked.
Okay.
Do you know what daytime is? Like, yeah. What part of the TV schedule that is?
Like, morning shows and syndicated shows in the afternoon.
That's right.
Syndicated
okay.
shows mean, so, like, soap operas?
Yes, those would qualify.
But, like, Friends that plays in the afternoon that's no longer on anymore.
Or okay. talk shows,
gotcha,
like
gotcha.
Steve Harvey or whatever.
Judge Judy.
All the ones you say.
Steve Harvey is my favorite. He's my dog.
He was good. He's now on Family Feud, which is just weird.
Oh, and it's the best.
It's weird, but
it's
I like
awesome.
It. I still enjoy it. It's just funny.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, it's you now. Anyway,
I'm not
moving
gonna
on.
Say anything. Okay, so who do you think out of all the people during, you know, from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m., who's the highest paid person per year? Who do you think it's going to be?
Matt Lauer.
No.
Hold on.
Al Roker. Roker, I can't think of his last name.
No. There's no one from the Today Show.
Regis Philbin.
Oh, that one wouldn't be bad.
Is he on TV anymore?
He used to have Live as Regis and Kelly.
Yeah, but it's not him anymore.
I know.
However, one of the hosts, I'll just tell you because you guessed.
Kelly Ripa.
Nope. Michael Strahan is number three on the list. $4 million a list.
The guy
who replaced Regis.
Oh.
$4 million a year.
I don't know who that is.
Michael Strahan. He's the guy with the black guy with the gap in his teeth that used to play football. And I guess that's why he's famous.
I think I know, but I don't know.
Are the first two syndication people?
No.
Okay.
These, actually, I think all of them, they're not talk shows, but they're reality-like shows.
Okay. So, like, The View, like Barbara Walters?
The View.
That's not,
Barbara
Walters not in.
No, she is, isn't she?
Okay.
I think so.
The View's competitor is on this
competitor?
List. Two of them. The Talk.
Oh.
Sharon Osbourne, $1 million
really?
A year.
Oh, of course. Well, she would ask.
Is she number one?
She's number four. And then Aisha Tyler, also from The Talk, is number five with $500,000 a year.
I just need pictures for these people.
Yeah, and see, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know who number five is.
How do you spell Aisha?
So you're missing
okay,
number one and number two.
Aisha Tyler's like a black lady. She was on Friends for a while. I don't know what else.
How do you spell Aisha?
A-I-S-H-A.
Oh, that's where.
I-E-S-H-A.
Aaron
is googling these people.
Aaron,
who's number one?
You guys are supposed to be guessing.
I think it's. I don't know.
This is probably one of the most famous
I think it's
shows. It's named after the person as well. That should be.
Oh, well, never mind. I was gonna say I think it's the guy from
Judge Judy.
Exactly right. Chris got it. Cool. Number one is Judge Judy. Take a guess at how much money she makes a year. Just throw a number out.
$3 million.
It's 12 million.
Significantly higher than what both of you guessed. So
24
try again.
$24 million.
Okay, what do you think?
$30 million.
$47 million a year for Judge Judy Shindlin.
Shindlin?
Yep. And the number two is Katie Couric. $10 million.
That makes sense.
Okay.
She's on the she's no longer.
She has her own show.
Yeah.
With Katie.
And what was that guy's name?
What guy?
Michael.
Michael Strahan. He looks like this. Okay. Take that to the bank.
Who's number five?
Aisha Tyler.
Then who's four?
Sharon Osbourne.
Okay. I got it all now.
Yeah, because we did them all.
How do you spell Strahan?
Oh my god. We can't Google all these people. We don't have. This is only an hour long show. 2 hours.
Okay, I got him.
Okay.
Let me know when you're done. Are you good?
I'm done.
You good?
What's our next category?
News, late night,
news,
reality, comedy.
Let's do news. Jay Leno.
He's not news.
I know he's not.
Night.
That's why I said
okay,
that.
I will say the Today Show must be qualified as news because
okay.
One of the hosts is listed in this list.
Matt Lauer.
Al Roker.
Matt Lauer is number one with half as much money as Judge Judy Shindlin with $25 million a year.
Damn. I knew he got a lot, though. He got like crazy.
Does that
amount.
Make sense that no. Matt Lauer makes half as much money as Judge Judy? How does Judge Judy make that much money?
How does Matt Lauer make that much money? He doesn't even do the weather anymore. He's just there. He's just
the
there
weather.
As a figure. He's
you mean you're thinking of Al Roker, the
now
weatherman.
Now I am. My man.
Okay. The rest are from
yeah,
cable.
Yeah, where in the world
well,
is
no,
Matt
that's
Lauer.
Not true. There's one
My
person
bad.
From network news, and then the rest are from cable news. So throw a name
Anderson
out there.
Cooper.
Not on the list.
Bill O'Reilly.
Not on the list. It's surprising, I know.
I don't know any.
Number two is Rachel Maddow.
Oh, okay.
$7 million. Megyn Kelly.
I don't know.
From Fox
is.
News. No idea who that is. $6 million. Scott Pelley. I've heard his name at least. $5 million from CBS. And then Chris Cuomo. From CNN, $2.5 million.
And they shouldn't.
Late night reality, comedy, or drama?
Late night.
Who do you think is the highest paid
Jay Leno.
Late
Jay
night
Leno.
Host? He's not number one.
Craigie Ferg.
He's number two. Jay Leno make $20 million.
Craigie Ferg.
Stephen Colbert, does that count? Because he does.
Stephen
do?
Colbert and Craig Ferguson are not on the list.
Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon? Not
David
on the list.
David Letterman.
David
oh.
Letterman. Tied for number two. $20 million. She makes the same amount as
Who's
Jay Leno.
Number one, then?
Because how could you pay Jay Leno or David Letterman more than the other person?
Conan.
No, that makes sense.
Conan, not on the list.
I think they're late night people.
Saturday Night
You're missing
Live,
someone real big.
David Letterman.
That's CBS. Jay Leno's NBC. Who's on ABC?
Come on. Really? You guys don't know who's on ABC? He's number four on the list.
I don't watch TV. You forget this. I don't even own cable.
I don't even own cable.
I barely own a TV.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh yeah, I hate
$10 million.
I hate
it's
him.
It's like Jimmy Fallon, but it's not.
And I'll tell you, number five is Andy Cohen, who's on the show Watch What Happens Live. I don't know what that
I've
is.
Never no, seen it.
But
I
he
know
makes but he makes $2 million a year. So who is number one? It's the only one you're missing is number one.
What station?
Late night. Well, you've covered all the networks, so he's got to be cable.
He's got to be cable late night.
Chris should know this.
She should. Wait.
We watch it almost every day.
Wait, would it be
Jon Stewart?
There you go.
Okay.
$25 to $30 million a year, Jon Stewart.
He deserves it.
What were you gonna say over there?
I was thinking like Chelsea Lately. Chelsea nope. Handler, but I know that she's lower.
Reality, comedy, or drama?
Reality.
Reality. Who's number one?
The guy from The Amazing Race.
Kardashians.
Oh, that's a good one.
There is no Amazing Race and no Kardashians on the list.
Dang.
Ryan Seacrest. Does he count?
Not on
he
the list.
Should
reality would be like a housewife or someone like?
Yeah, most of these, however, are talent competitions, is what it appears to me. I'll give you number five,
Simon Cowell,
and number four because I've never heard of him. Number five is Reza Farahan,
yep.
From Shaws of Sunset.
Nope,
she makes $18,000 an episode.
Okay,
number four is RuPaul from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh,
they make $50,000 an episode. Then you jump into the millions, and all the top three are all separate and different talent competitions.
Simon
Cowell, Project Runway.
Simon Cowell's not on the list.
Who's the guy from Project Runway?
I said, okay, I should be more. singing competitions.
Oh.
Who's on them now?
There's only four, I think, and Chris named the one that's not on the list.
Okay, so
they got the one with
American
the spinny
Idol.
Chairs.
American Idol, The Voice.
Okay, which okay, both of those are on the list.
It's
I'll name
the British
host.
Guy from The Voice.
I don't know who the British guy is.
Oh, never mind. That's not The Voice.
CeeLo.
Nope.
Christina.
Nope.
Adam Levine.
Blake Shelton.
There you go. Mr. Chew-tobacca spit comes in at $4 million per season.
Damn.
Now you got number one.
Okay, American
and
Idol.
Number two.
Who's on American Idol now?
I think he was just announced as returning.
Who's the black guy then?
Steven Tyler?
He's married to someone 100 times more famous than him.
So something isn't... No, I can't think of his name.
Nick Cannon?
No. It's
the black guy. That would apply.
Yeah.
He's not an American Idol, though.
Who's right now?
He's on the show that the guy with number one is on.
I don't know.
Keith Urban is number two.
Oh.
What?
I didn't know he was... Okay,
that's how relevant American Idol is now. $5 million for Keith Urban.
America's Got Talent.
That's right, and this is the highest paid man in all of reality and in all of radio.
Howie Mandel. Oh no, what's the radio guy that's on there?
Should also be a hint.
What's his face?
He's the most famous man that's ever been on the radio.
TV.
If you go name a talk show host on radio, the person would say this guy's name.
Oh, what's his name? I can picture him.
We just had a talk the other day about him.
I know. I can't think
this
of his
terrible.
Name.
Howard Stern.
Oh.
Katrina's done with this list. She's like, I don't
watch TV.
I couldn't think of his name. Okay.
I don't watch TV. This is my biggest issue.
Comedy or drama?
Drama.
Drama.
Drama. Who do you think is the highest paid person in drama?
Someone from Mad Men.
Nope.
Someone from CSI.
Close.
CSI New York.
Nope.
Law and Order.
Nope.
Is it a medical show like that?
No. It's a cop show on CBS.
A cop show. Criminal Minds?
Nope. The other one.
NCIS.
There you go. Now,
it's
I don't know.
It's the head honcho in NCIS.
What's the guy's name? Do you know the actor's name? Because I don't know. I've never seen the show. I don't know which one it is.
If you say his name, I might know.
Mark Harmon.
Yeah, I think that's the main guy.
He has $525,000 an episode. Is how much money he makes.
Wow.
The next one is a Showtime show, The Girl on Showtime. I don't know if either of you are going to know her name.
Weed.
Claire Danes, $250,000. Then another guy from NCIS, Michael Weatherly, $250,000.
That's probably the guy that always gets slapped.
Sure, I don't watch NCIS.
And then number four from Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Who's going to be?
Trying to think who would get paid the most that's a man.
Just pick one.
The midget.
Yes. What's his name? Because you can't define a man by his ailments. The retard!
You're the one calling it an ailment.
I can't think of
being a midget's an ailment? You don't think being a midget's an ailment?
When you put it that way, it is, but otherwise...
Peter Dinklage!
There you go. Thank you, Chris. Peter Dinklage in R4. And being a midget's an ailment. It's not. It's definitely not a perk.
Well, I mean...
Great, I can fit into every cabinet on Earth now.
Pointing it out more like that is worse than her just saying it.
Pointing out what? That she said midget defined a man by his ailment?
Peter Dinklage. Move on.
And then the last person, I don't know who they are or the show they're on, name is
What's
Tatiana Maslany from Orphan Black.
Oh,
makes $50,000 an episode.
No idea.
No idea either. Okay, and the last one we got is comedy, so which one are you going to pick?
Comedy.
Okay. Number one, comedy star. The top three are all on network television.
Big Bang Theory.
Nope.
Modern Family?
Nope. Not even on the list.
Wait, you said...
The first one is a replacement of the previous highest paid guy in television. Had a huge flame out, very publicly of the show.
Oh, 2.5 Men.
Yep.
Who's the guy?
Ashton Kutcher.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Katrina got one.
Thanks.
Chris doesn't have any room to applaud you because she's doing terrible also.
I guess one of them. I don't remember which one I guessed.
It feels like she knows things. I'm just like...
Next one.
Would be the other...
Oh, Ashton Kutcher made $750,000 an episode, by the way.
Okay.
And you said the other guy's from...
This next one's also from network TV.
Oh, no.
Same channel, even.
So, CBS.
He's a movie star on TV, so that helps. It's funny. Tall.
Helps if I watch TV, so...
I don't watch CBS.
Jason Segel, How I Met Your Mother.
$225,000.
Yeah, you should have.
I should have, but
number
I don't like that show that much.
Amy Poehler, Parks and Recreation, $200,000 an episode.
I feel like that's like one of the first women we've had.
Robin Williams from the show The Crazy Ones.
No idea. I forgot he got that show. I've been wanting to see if it was good.
Didn't even know. $165,000 an episode. And then Max Greenfield from New Girl. Look at her face.
I don't even know which one that
She's
is.
She's just happy I said New Girl. $75,000 an episode. So what this list tells me is that you're either on the top of your game or you're a worthless person. Because, like, in comedy, $18,000 an episode. Or $75,000 an episode, $165,000 an episode, $200,000 an episode. Pretty good. $225,000 an episode, pretty good. And then Ashton Kutcher comes in with $750,000 an episode. So,
he's Schmidt.
People with the better agents, I think,
do
a lot better.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that list was worth it, wasn't it?
I think it still was.
I liked it.
That was terrible. None of you knew anybody on that.
It's not my fault. I don't have cable.
Most of those people are on network TV.
I don't have TV of any sort.
You don't turn channels at all?
No, because I don't have any. I don't have an antenna or one of those box thingies.
An antenna costs $15, man. Go get an antenna.
It takes effort.
Make Mark do it. Say, why don't you and your boyfriend go to Walmart and get an antenna for $15?
I mean, that would be nice, because I would like to be able to just sit and watch the news once in a while and feel like I'm intact with society.
Yeah, so maybe you know things in life. Be great. Mm-hmm. Well,
I think it's time for What's in Detroit.
Oh, do we think it's time for Detroit? Okay. Because Chris can't handle it anymore.
I know. He told me earlier that it was really, really good, and I really want to know.
Oh, it is really good.
I'm not patient.
I already read it, so whatever.
You did not.
I did.
You didn't.
I did. You're in the bathroom when I read it.
What is it about, then?
I'm not going to ruin it. I'll just let you read. Because
she hasn't read it. I know she hasn't because I had this binder clipped.
Binder clipped?
Yeah. Binder clipped.
Yeah, with my binder clip.
That's a binder clip from work. Suck it. Okay. We can't do this while Chris is doing that because it sounds like an emergency broadcast signal.
I finished.
People, this is what's happening this week in Detroit. First sentence is just so good.
Can I read the first sentence?
No. You have to be surprised. I want to see your face.
I don't want...
Just read it.
As many as 50,000 stray dogs roam the streets and vacant homes of bankrupt Detroit, replacing residents and menacing humans who remain and overwhelming the city's ability to find them homes. Dens as many of 20 canines have been found in boarded up homes in the community of about 700,000 that once pulsed with 1.8 million people. One officer in the police department's skeleton animal control unit recalled a pack splashing away in a basement that flooded when thieves ripped out the water pipes. The dogs were having a pool party, said Lopez Moore, 30 years old. We went in and we fished them out. Poverty roils the Motor City, and many dogs have been left to fend for themselves, abandoned by owners who are financially stressed or unaware of proper care. Strays have killed pets, bitten mail carriers, and clogged the animal shelter where more than 70% are euthanized. With these large open expanses of vacant homes, it's as if you designed a situation that causes dog problems, said Henry Ward, head of animal control. The number of strays signals a humanitarian crisis, said Amanda Arrington of the Humane Society of the United States, based in Washington. She heads a program that donated $50,000 to each organization in Detroit and 9 other cities to get pets vaccinated, fed, spayed, and neutered. Arrington said that when she visited Detroit in October, it was almost post-apocalyptic, where there are no businesses, nothing except people and houses, and dogs running around. The suffering of animals goes hand in hand with the suffering of people. She said pet owners who move leave behind dogs hoping neighbors will care for them. Those dogs then take to the streets and reproduce, compounding that there are an estimated 70,000 vacant buildings that provide shelter for dogs, or were some of them chained without care to ward off thieves. Most strays are pets that roam, often packs form, and around a female in heat. Few are true feral dogs that have no human contact. Ward said Detroit's 3 shelters his and two nonprofit facilities take in 15,000 animals a year, including strays and pets that are seized or given up by owners. They are among the victims of a historic financial and political collapse. Detroit, a former auto manufacturing powerhouse, declared the largest U.S. municipal bankruptcy on July 18th after years of decline. The city has more than $18 billion in long-term debt and has piled up an operating deficit close to $400 million. With an annual budget of $1.6 million, Ward has four officers to cover the 139-square-mile city 7 days a week, 11 fewer than when he took command in 2008. He was a one-dog bite investigator, down from three. We're really suffering from fatigue. We're short-staffed. And we work too much overtime, he said in an interview. The officers, who wear bulletproof vests to protect themselves from irate owners, are bringing in about half the number of animals that Cruz did in 2008. In July, the pound stopped accepting more animals because the city hadn't paid a service that hauls euthanized animals away. Guess took the song over. The freezers were packed with carcasses, and pens were full of live animals until the bills were paid. Pit bulls and breeds mixed with them dominate Detroit's stray population because of widespread dog fighting, Ward said. Males are aggressive in mating, so they proliferate. One type of fighting pit bull has become known in Los Angeles as the Highland Park Red, named after a city within Detroit's borders. Their prevalence was clear as warden officers Moore and Malachi Jackson answered calls on August 19th. One block were vacant houses and lots, outnumbered occupied ones. They found four dogs in an abandoned house, a male and three females, including a pregnant pit bull with a prized blue-gray coat. Ward said it appeared the dogs were fed by someone who used the house to hide stolen items. Aggressive dogs forced the U.S. Postal Services to temporarily halt mail delivery in some neighborhoods. He said there were 25 reports of mail carriers bitten by dogs from October to July. The most are by pets at homes. Strays have also attacked. It's been a persistent problem. Mail carrier Catherine Guzik told of using pepper spray on swarms of tiny, ferocious dogs in southwest Detroit. It's like Chihuahuaville, Guzik said as she walked her route. At two nearby homes, one pet dog was killed recently and another injured by two stray pit bulls that jumped fences and yards. Last year, there were 903 dog bites in Detroit, adding that most go unreported. He said 90% are by dogs whose owners are known. Many de facto strays are called pets by owners who let them wander. And, there was a $50,000 grant last year to feed, vaccinate, and sterilize pets, but some dogs run away from their neighborhoods and threaten people. Technically, it's illegal to let a dog roam, but with the city being bankrupt, who's going to stop it? Houston said she walks through some of the poorest neighborhoods to talk to pet owners about how to care for their animals. Sometimes it's giving them bags of food or a free doghouse. She says more needs to be done. 4 months ago, a woman sitting on her porch on the east side was attacked by two strays that tore off her scalp. We get those dogs, he said. It's a big difference to that lady that those dogs were gone that day. And that's what's happening this week in Detroit.
See, I'm okay with that story. It's just, I have two issues with it.
Okay, you should not be okay with two dogs attacking a woman.
No, I'm getting at is, like, I understand why you use this story for this segment.
Yeah, because, like, you have a pit bull dog, and your dog's abandoned, and you're dating a man from Detroit. You're like all three things in the story.
My issue is the fact that you've got two separate issues, which I know are still kind of the same. The obviously factor of the stray dogs. But then how it started to go into all of the dog bites. The dog bites are from people who actually own those dogs versus the stray dogs they find roaming everywhere. I get the fact that, like, they're still roaming, and that's why they've been biting people, but still, like... And
no, no one's
case,
denying,
like,
they have bad owners.
Well, no, I get that, but what I'm getting at is, like, they're putting two stories together. In the sense, you know, they tried to focus on the stray dogs, and then all of a sudden they start talking all about dog bites, and it's like, they're two separate
The point
issues.
Of the story is that there are packs of dogs roaming Detroit streets,
that.
Whether they're owned or they're not, because Detroit is an apocalyptic hellhole.
And it's abandoned, and therefore so are the dogs, and they're abandoned to become feral. And
I think the point why it stuck out to me so much is...
Because a lady's skull got ripped off.
No, it's because I've been playing this video game called The Last of Us, which is about a global pandemic that wipes out 50% of humanity. And then 20 years later, you play the game and you're like in suburban cities that are run down and abandoned because of this outbreak. And there's this one scene where you're in a suburban Pittsburgh and all the houses are abandoned and there's a pack of wild dogs running around. And I'm just like, wow. This simulation of what world would be like if a global pandemic happened and the world was abandoned for 20 years is exactly what Detroit is like today. And then you're going to move there, so you enjoy yourself, Katrina.
I will.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was it for this week in Detroit. We can come back with...
I feel like Bob Barker. Make sure you spay and neuter your animals.
Yeah, especially if you live in Detroit and you have a pit bull. And of course they have pit bulls. I mean, I know you have a rescue dog, so that's a little different. But I just imagine the people that are in Detroit, they went out and they got pit bulls purposely because, you know, they look good with their Cadillacs or whatever.
Not only that, but it's also because the dog fighting is so, like, lucrative for money, and that's why they run rampant, and that's why they're not fixed, because they want to breed more, to fight more, to bring in more money. And then that's why now they're just roaming the streets.
Well,
and they're not the only ones that dog fight.
I can't wait until we have your report from the streets of Detroit when you move there.
She won't be able to report. She'll be dead.
First-hand accounts of Detroit. I'm looking forward to that. So,
I am too.
You sound like it. We'll be right back.
This is Life.
Yeah.
Jam.
Welcome back to Life. Segment number three. Katrina.
What's up?
How's your game?
Good.
What's happening over there?
Playing a game.
What game are you playing?
A dumb game.
What game is it?
You're going to make fun of me
for
it.
Hey, what is it?
I don't want to talk about
it. No, you have to tell us what it is.
I don't want to talk about it.
Show's just not going to move on until you tell us what the game is.
It's called Dots.
Oh, Dots is the best game ever made, Katrina.
Seth loves that game.
I was actually just playing that in the bathroom.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was. I swear to God. Look at my recent apps, Katrina. Show timer, tweets, Dots. Dots is the best game ever made.
I'm obsessed with it.
What's your highest score?
I'm still in like the low hundreds, and I can't see
it. Oh my god, low hundreds. Oh, Katrina, that's just sad.
I know. I just downloaded it yesterday, so give me a little credit.
No, that's no excuse. Let's see. My highest score. Let's see.
My highest score is 116. I just finished my round.
Let's see high score. We'll find out. Here we go. My high score.
I'm still trying to get like some of the trophies where like build a square, build Ford squares. I'm like, I can't even get a square.
Hold on, I have to switch to the other thing.
And I saw this kid in church beside me was playing it, and it was really funny.
My highest score is 480.
Oh my god, how do you do that?
Skill!
Teach me your ways!
Obsession!
Obsession, yeah.
Yeah, that's
like,
the...
Yeah, I get that. Because I'm like, that's what I was playing all night and all day. I'm just like... Kay. Dots.
So before we get to this list,
can we take turns with this one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You're yay.
Not, he didn't mean
he
it.
He doesn't really mean it.
No, I'm gonna hold on to it.
Anyway,
do you guys want to know what the Iron Man thing is?
Yeah, creature. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we're not talking about it now. Katrina didn't care. Man, you're mean.
I know.
You're so hateful.
Give me one to read.
Maybe later.
And then maybe I'll care.
Here, I'll let you read this one. I'll let you read the explanation page.
You know I can't read.
I know. That's why it's good radio, because it's going to embarrass yourself. It's going to be amazing.
At least it's really big print.
I know.
Helps her grandma eyes.
Well, it helps me, too.
Maps. A poll asked America which states were the drunkest, the hottest, and which had the silliest accents. That's
why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
The United States prides itself on being a union of independent states with each
stage.
Their own... States.
Stage.
States.
I know, that's what it says, but you said stage. Just keep moving.
States. Each with their own unique reputation, personality, and aesthetic.
What was that last word?
Aesthetic.
Oh. There you go.
After seeing an excellent poll, insert website, that asked Europeans what they thought of other European countries, we asked our polling partner, SurveyMonkey audience, to expand the questions and try it on Americans to see how they felt about their states. The results were hilarious, informative, and tell you everything you need to know about the dynamic between the states. We asked respondents six...
Did we talk about that on last show, didn't
hate
we?
Hate you. 1,603 of them to answer each question with a state of... To answer each question with a state that wasn't their own, the poll was carried out using SurveyMonkey's audience insert address. The end.
Okay. The following maps show that data. Look under each map for details when it comes to the color scale. The darkest color has... That doesn't matter. You guys can't see.
Nope.
Okay. Which state... Oh, wait. We're supposed to do Iron Man first.
Okay, we'll have an Iron Man.
Which state has the weirdest accent?
Is it somewhere in the South?
We can do this one of two ways.
Okay.
You guys can either guess what you think people thought, or you can say which one you personally think.
I'm going to go with what I personally think, because you know I'm going to be wrong.
Okay.
Okay. I'll go with what I personally think.
Okay, and that's what we're doing. Katrina, okay. Which state has the weirdest accent?
Just the South.
You can't. You cannot just.
They
generalize.
Each have their own different dialect.
I know,
it.
But which one's the weirdest?
Just pick a state.
I don't know. I'll just go Georgia, even though I like Georgia.
Pick a state you dislike.
I don't really dislike any of them.
Okay,
New Jersey.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that one is obnoxious.
Number one, Maryland.
No,
Maryland.
Because of the Boston.
Boston. Oh yeah.
Oh no, sorry, it's not Maryland. Massachusetts.
That okay. makes more
the
sense.
The khakis.
Yeah, my khakis.
You just saw that today. It was a meme.
Gotcha.
I should
most people,
you about...
Most people, when they lose their khakis, they lose their pants. When Bostons lose their khakis, they can't start their car. They can't go to work.
Because they pronounce car keys like khakis. Cock my car.
Okay, next one.
Okay.
Next one, I'm ready.
Trending close behind are Alabama, Minnesota, New York, and New Jersey.
Alabama wasn't my first thought, but I felt like that would be too bad to say Alabama.
Which state has the best food?
Ooh. Louisiana.
Okay.
So they've got really good seafood. Plus, you've got the, like, culture of Louisiana.
I know, I'm trying to think. Personally, I would go Maine, but I don't think anyone picked
Maine would have good seafood, too.
New York was voted number one, followed by California and Louisiana.
Woo, woo.
Maine did make the list, but only like halfway.
Yeah.
Halfway.
Sorry.
Next
and Alaska one. Was the least favorite.
Go figure.
Which state has the worst food?
Mississippi. Only because they're always on the bad list. I really don't know. I just said that.
That's the worst food.
I'm stuck
Nebraska.
I'm stuck on the South.
Number one was Alaska, as we just mentioned.
Oh, yeah, that would make right. sense. That's why you into it now.
Number two?
Mississippi.
Katrina is crushing this list.
I got two of them right.
Good job.
Some honorable mentions are Alabama, Florida, West Virginia, Utah. North Dakota,
Utah.
Just like some
strange.
Boring states.
Yeah, that's why I said Nebraska.
I mean, that makes sense.
Which state is your favorite?
We can't say our own.
Can't say your own.
Colorado.
Okay, Chris?
California.
California was number one,
yeah,
followed
sense,
by Colorado.
Woo, woo! Hey, we're doing pretty good at this.
You guys are really plugged into this thing. Which state is your least favorite? Least favorite state.
South Dakota.
Okay. I'm
trying to figure out. Probably going to go with Wyoming. Probably New Mexico's my second.
Okay. Texas is number one.
I thought about that.
Most people apparently think they're jerks.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and why
I can see
they?
Why.
It was followed by California, Mississippi, and New Jersey.
Oh, I got that one wrong.
Which state is the craziest?
New Jersey.
Mississippi.
California was considered the craziest state, followed close by New York, then Texas.
Oh.
Which state has the hottest residents?
Like, attractive hottest residents?
No, like temperature-wise.
Sexiest residents.
Okay.
California.
Let's go with New York.
California's number one. Crazy and sexy in California. New York was number three. Florida was number two.
Florida. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know.
But Florida's got old people.
I know. I thought the same thing. Old people in bikinis. Yeah, that's what we like. Which state has the ugliest residents?
Alabama.
Utah.
Mississippi.
Alabama's number one. Mississippi's number two. Arkansas is number three.
I was like, oh, yes,
Arkansas.
West Virginia's number four.
West Virginia.
Kentucky's number five. Louisiana's number six.
Man, we're a bunch of racists.
They just, we just don't like the South.
Nope.
We all think you're ugly. And Matthew lives there, so you are. Because you, you let him live there. Which state has the most beautiful scenery?
Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado.
Colorado wins, followed closely by Hawaii, with honorable mentions to Alaska, Montana, and California.
Oh, yeah, Montana.
Now, which state has the ugliest or the worst scenery?
Utah.
Nevada.
Oh, I can see that, too.
Number one?
Or New Mexico.
Kansas.
What?
Worst scenery, voted by Americans.
That's because everyone goes to the West, and they all think we're flat.
Followed closely by New Jersey.
What?
Iowa and Nebraska.
These people even go anywhere?
Kansas is pretty ugly.
Yeah, I have to agree.
I like our Flint Hills.
Our hills suck.
No, they're not.
Compared to, like, South Dakota's.
Anyway, moving on.
Which state is the drunkest?
New Jersey.
I don't know, I'm stuck in the South where they make their own stuff, like West Virginia.
Okay. Louisiana is the drunkest, followed by Florida, then California.
So get moonshine.
Yeah, exactly. Which state is the best vacation spot?
Florida.
Florida. You say Florida, then I'm going to go with California.
Oh, or Hawaii.
Hawaii's number one, followed
Hawaii
by Florida, then California. Now, which state is the most arrogant?
Texas.
And New Jersey.
New York's number one, followed by California, then Texas. Which state is the rudest?
New Jersey.
New York.
New York's number one, followed by New Jersey. Arrogant and rude. How dare they?
But they've got some good food.
Which state's the nicest, though?
Kansas.
No.
Colorado?
This is the state you said you liked before. See if you can
Louisiana?
Remember. Nope.
I don't know.
Oh,
Georgia is the nicest, followed by Minnesota. The what? South apparently gets higher marks here, potentially because the rest of America doesn't understand that bless your heart is facetious. That's the commentary on this.
Bless your heart is facetious?
Now,
what was that word?
Which state?
Facetious.
Which state?
Did we talk about that on last show, didn't we?
Is the smartest.
Ooh. Michigan. I know, that's why I said it.
You make me laugh.
That's why I said it.
Somewhere Massachusetts, like where's
Massachusetts?
I was gonna say we're Duke and
Massachusetts
all the Ivers.
Is number one, probably because of most of the colleges, followed closely by New York and then California. Which state is the dumbest?
Mississippi.
Yeah, so then Alabama.
Mississippi. Followed by Alabama, followed by West Virginia, followed by Arkansas, followed by Kentucky.
Yep.
We do not like those states, apparently.
No.
And Matthew lives in Mississippi.
We're stuck in those stereotypes.
He's personally... It's not a... Matthew lives in Mississippi.
Okay, well...
That's not a stereotype.
Your stereotypes are based on, you know, one thing of truth, so he's the one thing of truth that encompasses it all.
Which state has the best sports fans?
The best sports fans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our two teams.
I know, that are in Missouri.
Yeah.
New York?
New York has the best sports fans, followed by Texas. Now, which state has the worst sports fans?
Texas or Missouri?
New York again. Worst sports fans. So they have the best and the worst sports fans in America.
Well, I guess it determines what you qualify as best or worst. Like, worst could be like crazy fans, but some people could think they're the best.
That's why they're the best. Because, like, I would say Malia is the best fan, but she's also the craziest fan.
That is true.
Right.
Okay. Keep in mind, these are your opinion, not what other people guess.
Oh, well, I've been kind of going with what other people.
Oh, really? Okay, well, here we go.
I said one thing, and then I did another. So.
Then that's fine. Whatever. Which state would you most like to see kicked out of America?
No.
Michigan.
I knew she'd say that.
And no one would miss it. Hey, Canada, we got 50,000 stray dogs. You want these?
I would think Alaska, maybe?
I mean, Alaska's pretty much just out there.
Texas is the number one. People want it kicked out of America, followed by California.
California's going to go off, and Texas will
people
be its own
just really don't whatever. Like Texas. No. Which state's the most overrated?
Texas.
California, followed by New York,
and
Florida,
then Texas.
Yep. Which state is the most underrated?
Colorado. Louisiana.
Wyoming.
Florida, California, and Texas.
You're just naming states now.
I know, I did start.
Number one was Oregon.
Oh.
Then Alaska, then Maine.
Maine!
Then Montana, then Colorado, and then even Kansas got a vote.
Cool.
It's amazing.
We got one vote.
We got, like, I think we got two votes because Oklahoma and Mississippi and New York look to be one votes. California and Nevada and Nebraska received no votes, which is very sad for Nebraska because California and Nevada, they're not overrated or underrated. We know exactly what's there.
Right.
Nebraska, no one cares about.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe that's it.
That's
the end of the list.
That was kind of fun.
That's the end of the list. Sorry, it's gone.
Yep. So glad we did that, though.
Yep. Okay, we got 20 minutes left.
Pick up the thing off the floor.
No, we don't want to do that. Can we talk about the Iron Man guy?
Yes. Okay, yes.
Katrina doesn't want to talk about the Iron Man guy.
I really don't care one
okay.
way or the other.
Katrina, try to keep up here because you don't have TV. Okay.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Is this like the French Spider-Man?
No. Nothing like that.
You take that back.
Elon Musk. Raise your hand if you've heard of him.
The name sounds familiar.
Chris half raised her hand. Okay,
the name sounds familiar, but I don't.
He was in the news recently, which is why I told Katrina to try to hold on here because she doesn't have TV or the news.
Or the news.
Yeah, he invented a co-founded PayPal.
I know. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
PayPal.
Okay.
And then, have you heard of the Tesla Motor Company of those electric cars? He founded that after PayPal, and then a company called SpaceX, which is a private NASA. Basically, it's the only company like that in the world. Okay. So basically, he made just balls loads of money with PayPal, and now he just sits around and invents things that other people can't afford to do or have the time to do.
Mm-hmm.
Namely, private spacecraft and an electric car company. Okay? Apparently, he came out with this new thing called the Hyperloop. Okay? This was why he's in the news recently.
Sounds overrated.
Because it's like a pneumatic tube. You know, like you use it at a bank and you put those things, you push the button, it closes and it goes with air. He figured out a way to build this as public transportation. So you could get from Los Angeles to San Francisco.
That scares me,
in less than an hour. It's a tube with air blowing around. You get there, you go 800 miles an hour, and you get there.
No.
And he says he says it's impervious to fire.
Bullshit.
There's like all these things that, like, it's safe, apparently. Okay?
No, I don't trust it.
I still think you're traveling 800 miles an hour in a tube. You're going to hit a bug or something, and you're going to go... Then you're incinerated.
Or as in if you twitch, and then you're like in the tube bouncing around 800 miles.
That's not how physics
shoulders.
Work. Katrina thinks that you're moving 800 miles an hour in a tube.
No, what I meant is, like, you could twitch. I'm not
you
saying
know,
you'd actually move. I'm
you know
that,
like, airplanes go, like, 600 miles an hour.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
And you don't feel like you're moving that fast. So it'd be the same in this tube. You could get up, you could move about.
Okay.
You're not, like, in
I'm
a
thinking,
tube.
Like, the
you're
tubes, like,
in
go,
a tube, like, laying
that's
down.
That's what I was thinking.
That's not
what I was
happening.
Thinking. That's what I was like, this is not
what would happen
not
if you
this.
Had to go to the bathroom?
Just pee in the air!
Well, you said it was only going to take an hour.
Well, people might have to pee!
Anyway, go continue.
So it's like a bullet train, okay? It's just, it's a train that moves really fast, but the technology is like the bank tubes.
I get
okay?
it.
Oh my god.
That's why he was in the news recently.
Okay.
Well, because he was in the news recently, apparently they based Tony Stark's, like, personality and characteristics in the Iron Man movies after this guy, which you don't get because he looks like Matthew, but that's what they say, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, so take this however you want it. He tweeted the other day, just out of the blue. He has a Twitter account. He doesn't tweet that often. When he does, it's usually like, check out what we just did at Tesla or whatever. Promotion. He rarely tweets something personal. Well, he tweeted... let me get the exact tweet. He tweeted... we figured out how to design rocket parts with just hand movements through the air. Now we need a high frame rate holograph generator. We'll post next week of us designing a rocket part with just our hand gestures and then immediately printing it in titanium. Then Jon Favreau, the guy who made Iron Man, said, like an Iron Man? And Elon Musk said, yeah, we saw the movie and then we made it real. Good idea. So when Iron Man or Tony Stark's sitting down in his little den, okay, and he lifts his hands up and all the holograms and everything float around him, apparently this is what Elon Musk has actually made in real life.
I love that. That's crazy.
So he designed rockets for SpaceX, and apparently they all sit in his room, and they're like, okay, the rocket should look like this, blah, 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 and they go, okay, and then it makes it on a machine.
Okay, but I have a question.
Just like Iron Man was fabricated.
I have a question.
Yes.
This whole in a tube thing, traveling in a tube.
Okay, she's changing subjects.
No,
yes.
this relates. He made, like, he kind of got the idea, and then he said, but I don't have the time to actually make this. Is that the same with the Iron Man thing? Like, here's the idea behind it, but I don't have the time to make it.
It's different because he did this while working on SpaceX. So it would be like if I did something for Duo that made Duo better, but I also invented something completely new. I would say I don't have time for that new thing, but I have time to enhance Duo.
Okay. Well, I just didn't
know. That's what it's like to me. So this helps him build and fabricate rocket parts.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what he said is we need a high, a high frame rate holograph generator. So the only thing he hasn't got down is the actual in-the-air floating visuals, it sounds like to me. So, but he has the computer hooked up so he can actually use his hands to build things and then make it.
That is cool. I want one.
It's like the future.
Today.
So, I don't know how I feel about this because I kind of hate this guy. Because, first of all, it really enrages me that he said, here's this Hyperloop, new way of transportation that's 100% safe and is cheaper than any other transportation.
Coming soon.
And I'm not going to build it because I don't have time, is what he said. But here's the plan.
That does sound arrogant.
You guys go do it. I just the idea guy. Like, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way because I feel like entrepreneurs would figure out a way to do it. Like, everybody's like, oh, well, he came up with the idea in his spare time. And I'm like, well, I guess that's cool, but, I mean, I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way a little bit. And now he's got this. Well, who's to say if I had infinite amount of money and basically all the time that I wanted to make for myself, what I could come up with?
Right.
I could sit in a movie theater and go, wow, wouldn't it be really cool, guys, if we could do what Tony Stark does? And what dude wouldn't go, yeah, that would be really cool.
Well, yeah.
But I don't have umpteen billion dollars to go and make it happen or to hire people who can make it happen. Because he's not down there writing code and building things and actually making it happen like Tony Stark would have. He's got engineers and everybody else helping him.
Well, yeah.
So I don't know why we're all, like, licking this guy's face.
I don't either.
When he's just a really rich dude with the amount of money and time to build things that other people don't have money and time to do.
That's because he has time to actually be creative. No one else gets time to be creative.
Right. Well, and he's not actually building it. He's helping other people who are...
Yeah, he needs the idea, and the people with the knowledge, he's paying them to do it.
Exactly. So he's an idea guy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like his ideas are only more valuable than my ideas.
Because
he has the money and time to pay other people to execute them.
Absolutely.
It doesn't seem fair to me.
That's how it works out. That's the world we live in.
Yeah, but I feel like people know that, but we don't usually go crazy over people who do that. Like, Bill Gates has all this time and money, and he invents things all the time. We're not saying Bill Gates is Iron Man. So I don't get what the obsession with this guy is. Why is he the greatest guy on Earth right now? That's what I don't get.
Just because he's new. And that's also the way, I think that's also just the way our society is going anyway. Like, Bill Gates has been around for umpteen years. And then you look at every new celebrity, that's what we do. We just fixate on them. And so since he's new and he's been around for a while and he's got all this money, which furthers our gleam towards him, that's why. That's all we do is we pick a person and we just glorify them. And here they are. And then as soon as he gets, you know, messed up on coke, then we're like, oh, look at him and how trashy he is.
Well, like, and like people in the comments,
all we
like do. There's this guy in the comments for this article that said, nothing stopped, because there's people complaining about, well, if I had all the time and money, I could do things too. And this one
guy's
like... Maybe
he just got tired of, like... Because then he's going to get that much more fame for then making that as well. But maybe he wants someone else to actually come up with it and use their brain to do it. I don't know.
This guy says, nothing's stopping you from coming up with an idea and shopping them around to venture capitalists. Go for it. I was like, there's a lot of things stopping me from doing
right,
that.
Because if I don't have the money to not work. I have to be working.
Exactly. And you can't just sit around and think about things.
Well, like, and the Jon Stewart show we were talking about earlier, like they talked about this on their show and they made a joke that's like, you know what? We should come up with a cure for cancer. I don't have time to do it myself, but here's the idea for you. Now go execute it. And it's that type of thing. Like, that's a way out there funny example. But at its root, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I think we should invent portal travel like they do in Star Trek. Okay, so now should I go tell a venture capitalist and he's just going to give me a ton of money so I can hire people to actually make that idea come true? No, because everyone has that idea.
Right.
When me and Colby went and saw Iron Man, we're sitting in the theater and we go, wow, wouldn't that be awesome to do? But we know we never have the time or the means to do it.
Exactly.
But now this guy is getting just crazy adored because he does have the time to do it. It just doesn't seem like if you come up with an idea that was in Hollywood, you should be given credit for inventing it.
Yeah. But I mean, that's just not the way it works.
I know. It's
the first person to make it public that then gets all the publicity.
But Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Thomas Edison and his financed a team of people to invent the light bulb. Thomas Edison did it.
That's because no one actually does anything for themselves anymore.
But I think they do.
They try to, but then they can't succeed.
I think
by
they all
that.
Just work for corporate America, and then all their ideas get attributed to the person who's currently running the company at that time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
I mean, you're not going to get credit for what you come up with. Your boss or, you know, the head of everything is going to get the credit for your
absolutely
idea.
Absolutely right. That's absolutely right.
Unless you go and make it and do it with your logo.
That's right.
And then get credit for it.
Well, I'll tell you a story that's off the record, but on the record because I'm on the radio. I came up with an idea for an app the other day for my day job. Mm-hmm. And I went and said, I'll tell you this idea, but when it makes money, I want a percentage of the money it makes. I don't want to do it. And they said, we're not going to do that for you. And I said, well, I'm not telling you my idea.
That makes sense. You said it up front.
Exactly. Like, the whole idea is that I want a piece of the back end for my idea. They can own it. I just want a piece of the back end.
I mean, that's the way it should be.
And that's the way it should be. That's not the way it is. Ever. At any company, really. Mm-hmm. Unless you're the founder of the company, you're not going to get credit for the people
for
that
anything.
Do the work. Well, like, my dad has several patents at Cessna Aircraft, and they're all things that enhance planes for every company that makes planes everywhere. Things that, like, are new inventions, new way to do things. And he knows that he invented them. He has the patent hanging on his wall, but it's Cessna's patent. So when they're doing their, you know, yearly sales call or whatever, they say, well, we came up with this, and these are new innovations that Cessna came up with. Well, it's not just Cessna. It's my dad. And if he was doing it privately, it would be his thing. But he doesn't have the money to do it privately. He doesn't have the network to do it privately.
Yep.
And just because this guy does, he comes up with an idea that was already come up with, and now he's the smartest man on earth.
Yep.
It just bothers me a little
bit.
No,
I agree.
And it shouldn't, because I should be happy that an entrepreneur, because that's what he was when he founded PayPal, he was someone like me, just had an idea and he executed it. So I feel bad for kind of dogging on the dude, but at the same time, it's like,
well, yeah.
I feel like he should give credit to the people that helped him instead
absolutely.
Of stealing all the credit and making it all about
especially
him.
Like
especially
said,
like when he doesn't even do it. Like he didn't even come up or
it's,
he
yeah,
just
it's
came
just
up
like,
with the idea for that
here's
thing.
Here's an idea,
and
you do it.
Yeah.
Like if, for example, me and Colby had started a company together and Colby came up with this great idea, but I was famous for other ideas I'd already come up with. I would say, at Colby Newman did this awesome thing. And then I would direct people to the tweet where Colby announced it. Even if it was my company, because it's Colby's idea.
Yeah.
There's no benefit from me stealing
and
Colby's
credit.
Do
that anymore.
No, no one does that. Well, I'm sure some people do it, just no famous people do it.
Right.
Of course not, because it's why they're not famous.
Yeah. It's almost like the reality television of like the news. Like he's a story. So people rally behind him. It's like the Kardashians.
That's what everything has become. Like you don't get real news anymore. It all has to have some sort of knack to it. Like that's when like I hate the news in general, my little side rant, is the fact that like it's all fabricated. Like it's all twisted into a certain little like here's
it's entertainment.
A perfect little
it's
yeah,
not news, it's entertainment.
Not, and I'm like, I want what's real. Like don't fluff it. Like if something went wrong, tell me it went wrong. Don't be like, oh well this happened and la 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 la. Like no, don't tell me that. Tell me the truth.
Yeah. You don't want people to dumb it down for me. You don't want people's opinions on it. You want to know what actually happened.
I'll make my own opinion. Thank you. I'm an adult.
That really I don't think exists anymore.
No, it doesn't. No. And people who try get sued or killed or blackmailed or whatever.
Yeah. So
that's the sad truth we live. It's sad world we live in.
Okay, well, I guess that's
that's our rant.
That's all I wanted to say about that. I mean, that's cool. No one's going to be able to afford it. So this guy will enjoy rubbing it in everyone's faces, but
only the famous people, the 1% of the 1%.
I felt like that sentence was going to continue.
I felt like it was too.
Like society, the 1% of the 1% of society, those who have the money will actually use it. Like, will be able to use it.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Gotcha.
People who are rich, like Elon Musk, will be able to use it.
Yes. Yes. As in, like, our society, there's the 99 and the 1%.
No, I gotcha. Like, I gotcha. I got it now. I just felt like you weren't finished with that sentence. So I was just waiting, and then nothing happened.
That happens a lot.
That dream came out of your mouth. It was weird. Okay. Okay, are we ready?
That sounds
weird. I think
it's
time for a commercial.
Should we take a break and then come back and wrap up the show?
Yeah, sure.
I think so.
Hey, yeah, sure.
Show meeting. Sure. We haven't done one of these in a while.
I know, right?
I don't really have anything to meet about, though.
Of course not.
So what's be right back.
This is Life.
Okay.
Woo woo.
So, this is the segment of the show where we wrap up the show.
Yes.
And we talk about the show ending.
No.
And then we talk about the next show. Not next week, the next show.
I know.
Because next week we're not going to be here.
Next week is Labor Day, which is the holiday, which means we won't be here.
That's right. And you won't be listening either because you'll be on holiday. I don't know if that's a
song.
Don't
ever do that again.
It's not.
Holiday.
Don't.
Okay. And then
holiday.
And then the show after that, we're going to do letters.
Oh, yay.
I'm going to remind you, we're going to do letters.
There's no need to remind me.
You'll forget.
No, I'll purposely not remember. There's a difference between forgetting.
And purposefully.
And purposely not remembering. There is a huge difference. One
in any
means
case,
I'm
we're
going to
do letters.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Anyway, thank you for listening. This has been Life. Yep. Let's see, how can you get a hold of us? What's some ways?
Email us.
Email us, life@duo.com, LIFE, shift2DEWOH, .com. We're going to read your letters on our next show. So you have 2 weeks to send in your letters, or you'll have to wait till October.
Let
me do the next letter segment. So, yeah. So email us there. Of course.
We have Twitter.
We do have a Twitter. Twitter.com/duodewoh.
Facebook.
What else? Facebook.
Like us.
Facebook.com/duodewoh. Go there and click the
our blog that we never update.
Don't go there.
Yeah, since we don't update it, don't go there.
I only update it once every like 6 months. I'm like, hey, we're going on vacation. And then, hey, we're back. And that's the only time to update
here's
the blog.
Here's the changes.
Yes.
YouTube.
So, here's new shows. That's all I talk about. Yeah, YouTube. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one. If
I
you can't watch
it,
us live,
yeah.
I know, but I credit you.
Okay, cool.
Like Elon Musk. I don't know why. If you can't watch the show live because you're a moron or you're dumb, those are the only two reasons I can really think of.
Maybe they have to work.
Nope.
Okay.
You can watch it work. It works on your iPhone. It works on your tablets. It works on your computer. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. But if you can't, for some reason, you can go to our YouTube page and watch every show we've done recently in high definition. It's a glorious way to watch us actually move and things. It's fun. So you can see what our glorious faces look like. Hey, ladies. How you doing?
They all turned their computers off.
Their computers didn't turn off. They broke. They shut down by themselves.
It's like they all threw up.
They all turned off themselves. Okay, so you can go to our YouTube and watch all the videos. And really, the best way to help is what?
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. So go to your, let's name them off. Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest.
Foursquare.
Foursquare, Path.
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Should be some more MySpace. Vine's a good one. Instagram.
Okay, and anywhere else?
And all the cool ones that we're too old to know about.
Sure.
Go and tell your friends that you're listening to Life right now. It really does help the show to just spread the word. That's really like the best thing you can possibly do for us. So, yeah, without any further ado, I guess we can kind of wrap up the show.
That's what we're doing.
Well, it is what we're doing. But, I mean, is there any like final thoughts or anything you have, Katrina, about today's show? We got 40 seconds left. You can fill yourself if you want to talk about
it. I mean, you're the one filling it yourself.
No, not if I stop filling it and you fill it for me.
Oh, God.
It's happening.
Katrina doesn't know how to fill.
Oh, no, I just have bad thoughts.
No, I'm having the same thought, and it's always bad when we end the show with these dirty thoughts.
Yep. Well,
this is the last thing we're going to say for 2 weeks. It's the last people we're going to hear.
In any case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Templeton. That's all I got.
Yeah. For the next 2 weeks, we'll be baking Templeton. Oh, God. Okay, let's leave.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
This is Life.